Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stocks are sharply lower today after the bond market threw up another warning flag about the economy. And something that doesn't happen too often, 10-year Treasury bond yields have been dropping below the 2-year bond yields today. And something called the inverted yield curve is suddenly a trending topic. Here to make sense of it all, Alexis Christophorus at Yahoo Finance. Alexis, the yield should be higher for the longer-term bonds, right? What's going on today?
Exactly. And you're right to say this doesn't happen often. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note falling below the yield on the 2-year Treasury note hasn't happened since 2007, just before the Great Recession. And this kind of inversion between short and long-term yields is viewed by many as a strong signal that a recession is likely to happen in the future. The spread between these two investments in particular is one of the most closely watched recession indicators, and with pretty good reason, Steve, because over the last 50 years, when the yield on the 2-year and 10-year have indeed inverted, a recession has followed anywhere from 8 to 24 months later.
In layman's terms, why is this happening? Hasn't the economy been pretty strong?
It has been here in the U.S., but we're getting very alarming stats from elsewhere around the world. We got some more news today about a weakening economy in Germany, and growth in China continues to slow. So there's this fear about a global economic slowdown. Add to that the worries about the U.S.-China trade war, and investors are basically telling us with this inverted yield curve that they're not very optimistic about the outlook for the economy in the short term. And so what they're doing is they're running away from shorter-term investments like the 2-year Treasury, and instead they're piling their money into bonds with a longer maturity, like a 10-year, even a 30-year bond. Actually, the yield on the 30-year bond is at a record low right now because people just don't want to be exposed to an economic downturn or even worse, a recession.
We've talked about the bond yield. Stocks are sharply lower today. I see metals like gold is up over 1%. Are people thinking that maybe that's a safe investment for a while?
It's that traditional flight to safety. We're seeing people head to the Treasury market for this. We're seeing people head to commodities, in particular gold. One thing to note in the bond market can be a little confusing. When there's high demand for bonds, prices go up and yields go down, and that's what we're seeing. But you know what? It's not all imminent doom and gloom. I mean, we need to remain alert here, but aware that recessions don't always follow inverted yield curves. You know, there's false positives do occasionally happen. And the first inversion isn't always the one that ultimately signals a downturn.
So what should we be keeping an eye on over the days and weeks to come? Are there other red flags we should be watching for?
Well, certainly any sign of a slowdown in economic growth here in the U.S. Would be very worrisome. You know, we're such an interlocked global economy that when things start to slow down in large economies like China and parts of Europe, it will be hard for us to remain immune. So what we're looking for is the Federal Reserve to get really aggressive here and start cutting interest rates, not only through the rest of this year, but possibly into 2020. Now there is a 20% chance that the Fed is going to cut rates by 0.5% at their September meeting. That was just a 4% outlook yesterday. And now investors are banking on that. 20% of investors believe we're in for a larger interest rate cut from the Fed because the Fed wants to get ahead of this. They want to goose the U.S. economy and hopefully be an antidote to a recession.
Alexis Christophorus at Yahoo Finance, thank you for talking with us today.
You bet.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.